Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. All right, we'll get to the phones momentarily. We're talking everything from Tua to Lions and Bucks. Get a little college football later, but right now, we do it every week at this time. We welcome in our man in the desert, Circa Las Vegas, Mr. Derek Stevens. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good to talk to you, Mike. All good.
We got a lot to discuss. I mean, for one, on a fun note, the Bengals losing had to upend how many people in the Circa Millions in the Survivor pool?
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. It was about 35% of the entire pool. It wiped out. Last week, there were 5,564 Circa survivors knocked out. So that means there's 8,702 remaining. It was that was the big one, obviously.
Now, you know what the funny thing is, Derek, and you probably aren't. I was thinking about joining. I would have been out. Because that was going to be your pick.
Yeah, you would have been toast. Derek, question is, look, week two, I don't remember a week two like this where it seems like every spread is 6.5, 7 points. And the Lions are one of them. And I wanted to know what we were looking at with that game, because I love the Lions this week, but I would love to know the action coming in on that game.
Well, you know, we opened this on Monday morning. 5.5, Lions a 5.5-point favorite, and 48. And since then, it has been consistent. It has been money on the over and money on the Lions. We have not seen any buyback. We went to 6, 6.5. Tuesday, we were at 7. Yesterday, we had to move to a 7.5, which is a real big deal when you come off a key number like 7. And then on the total, we went from 48 up to 51.5.
Good God. Wow.
So, Derek, I want to talk about another game that happened in week one and how it affected you going into week two. At the last second, San Francisco pulls Christian McCaffrey, and it looks like, you know, every fantasy owner was just throwing their hands up in the air. They end up winning. It looks like he's going to be out again. Have you seen that affect the line for the Niners and the Vikings?
Oh, I will tell you, The Niner game last Monday, I mean, this was pure chaos in the risk room when this came out. You know, and then when Mason makes the comment after the game saying, oh, he knew he was starting on Friday, everybody's like, what is going on? I would say, from a house perspective, we went in with a disproportionate amount of risk on that game, but we had no buyback at all. But then what ends up happening is San Francisco comes out and smokes them. The house had a heck of a good day on Monday, but it was random. The house didn't earn it. Players didn't didn't deserve getting beat like that. But this information was crazy. It all led you to taking the Jets. So this week, when we're trying to monitor this, this is just up and down, and obviously the 49ers have lost some credibility. There's a little bit of thought with regards to injury reporting. There's a little bit of thought that they're going to watch their P's and Q's a little bit better. But right now there's a lot of tentative issues relative to anything the 49ers say.
Yeah, I just got one more, Derek, and it's something you only see, you know, usually 1 week in college football is you get these crazy spreads. And I, like, for instance, Michigan State is playing Prairie View. I don't even know how you come up with a line on something like that. And then, boom, you know, a line hits and it's 42.5, or you see Tennessee playing Kent State and it's 50. How much harder is it to come up with a line involving one of these FCS teams versus a standard Division I team?
Oh, it's quite a bit harder. And the only way you really handle it is you have to have lower limits on games like that. And then you have to allow the market to go after it and let the market set the price. So you really need to have hundreds, preferably thousands of bets that kind of gets you the feel for where the equilibrium is. But these games are very, very difficult. Our risk room, you know, they don't like seeing Prairie View, Arkansas State, these types of games on the board, because you can't really take the size bets that you're accustomed to taking. And the volatility is just crazy.
Yeah. So how much is the limit? Like, for instance, what percentage wise, what do you cap? Like, if a guy rolls in and wants to play MSU Prairie View, how much are you capping him down, limiting him on versus a standardized game such as Notre Dame and Purdue? Right. Great call.
Yeah. So you know, on a game like Notre Dame and Purdue, we post what our limits are, you know, on the site. As you get closer to game time, our limits go up. So this will be a game where if you walk in the door, Notre Dame, Purdue, you would take, you know, we would take like 60,000 on a walk in with nobody knowing anybody. On something like Prairie View, it's, you know, our limit is probably going to be about a third of that.
Wow. Okay. So that's a big reduction. Derek, appreciate the knowledge on it. It's just something as I'm doing the podcast and stuff, and you see some of these lines, and I'm going, I got to ask him this Friday. Because I'd love to know the guy and his abacus and his little calculator in your risk room trying to give you a line on Northwestern State and South Alabama from last night. Roughly, they were about 70 points off. you see the final last night, it was 87-13. It was
they basically said we're just going to play a 5-minute fourth quarter.
The moment they got over 80, I thought, oh boy, this is something special last night.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is we took a lot of action on that. The craziest thing is we took more action last night on the Texas State-Arizona State game. I could not believe it. I did a show on Visa yesterday talking about, like, what is going on? The House needed Arizona State very, very, very badly, but there must have been a move. There must have been a release. But they bet Texas State like they already won the game. You know, and it was a 6-point move in this Texas State game.
I had no idea because I kept asking Mike, like, did the Arizona State quarterback get injured?
Did Sam Levitt get hit by a car?
I didn't understand it either. And then I'm watching the game, Derek, and I'm like, wait a minute. They're down 21-7. Maybe the world knew what they were doing. But I'm happy for you that, you know, Levitt said, nay, enough of this. We're going to go ahead and win this game.
And we'll get it done right for you. Yeah. Derek, appreciate it. We're up against it. We will talk to you next week, okay?
Hey, great to talk to you guys. Take care. Go
Thank
Tigers.
You got it. Thanks, Derek. That's Derek Stevens, Circa Sports. David, a couple of the ticket texts. We'll get the phones in order. I don't know if TJ's out of bed yet. He will join us in the three as well. David, ticket text coming in on Tua.
I remember Luke Kuechly had to retire in his prime because of concussions, so Tua needs to think real hard about his future. He probably should retire. The only thing I believe Tua wants more than a Super Bowl is to be a good father. And that has to mean his career is on the block.
Think AJ about this, too, right? You're weighing this out. And again, maybe he'll find a doctor that says you're at no risk and I hope you go back and play. If a doctor tells him you should not go back and play, you need to shut it down, and he does, he can walk away at age 26, right, father of two, with $93 million in guaranteed injury guarantee money. Figure it out, man.
But see, it's funny that you say that because I'm going to be very interested in what TJ has to say. Because this morning I'm listening to Jansen, and he said if it were him, he wants to play. He's like, I am looking out for my family because I'm going out there trying to make as much money as I can to set them up in their future. So it was just hearing his perspective as a guy who played the game. But then he also said if it was one of his boys, he would say, hey, you need to shut it down. But it being him, it's different. And I think it's like that for a lot of people. That is easy to say, well, it's you know, it's for your best interest. But when it's you, you're in the hot seat, you got to make that decision. You got to end something. You got to give something up. Most people can't do that.
Well, this ticket text says Antonio Brown said he needs to retire because of all the head injuries. If AB says you have too many head injuries, you know it's time to hang it up.
I know this is as tinfoil as I get. You'll never convince me. His life didn't change forever.
Perfect.
On that Vontaze Burfict hit. Look at AB interviews prior to that hit and who he was and how he acted, and then look after. There's my tinfoil.
Mike, that's not tinfoil. That's just called reality.
We'll get
everything
to the calls. We'll get to the people next. Can someone call TJ? I'll call. Whatever. I mean, I just...
He's here.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have a bar here, so where is he hanging out? There's no dinghy at the office. Where's he hanging out?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.